We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Penguins open up tomorrow night. Hockey season finally here. And I'm pleased to invite in Dominic Cahoon, new Penguins forward. He is on the fan hotline, brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. Dominic, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Really good. Appreciate you joining us. Ron's not here, so it's a solo act on this end.
And okay.
I'm real curious about your background, Dominic, and what it was like for you as a kid growing up playing hockey. You're a Czech-born German pro forward. That's where you kind of began your career. So you moved to Germany. How old were you, and how'd you get into hockey?
I was like 4 years old when I went to Germany. And yeah, obviously, when I was born in Czech, hockey's number one thing. So I always watched hockey on TV, and I always told my parents I want to go also skating. And it started, I had fun with it, so that's how I started.
I talked to so many guys from anywhere in Europe over the years with the Penguins who grew up watching that team in particular. Like, because they've had so many stars, they were always on TV over there. Did you?
Yeah. I always say, like, growing up, Jaromir Jagr was my favorite player. So that's a perfect scenario. Obviously, he started here. So that's great.
And since you've arrived in the NHL, you've had a chance to play with some pretty good players. You played a little bit with Taves last season, did you not?
Yeah, I started off with Taves, and I also had some games with Patrick Kane, so it was pretty cool.
It must be almost unreal to dream of that as a kid. Next thing you know, you go undrafted, but you wind up with the Blackhawks with guys like that, and now you're in this locker room with Sidney Crosby and Malkin. What's that like, just to be in that environment, knowing that was what you dreamed of, it sounds like, since you can remember?
Yeah, it's always, when I think about it, it's always like a dream come true, you know. Growing up, I watched those guys only, like I always say, like on YouTube, or I played Xbox with those guys, and now being with them and like play with them, it's such a nice feeling. But yeah, at the other end, they're my teammates, and I see them every day, and I play with them, so sometimes you forget about it. But yeah, like I said, sometimes I just think how unbelievable it is.
It really is, and I'm wondering if it's comparable. You know, they have a very winning culture in Chicago, and they have a winning culture in Pittsburgh, two great leaders in Jonathan Taves and Sidney Crosby. Have you found some similarities going from one environment to the next?
Yeah, I think they're very similar in this specific thing. They're both, as a captain, they're both great leaders. And yeah, I can compare Sid to Taves in this scenario, like how he just is leading the team. You know, I think they're both very, very good at it.
What would be an example for you, Dominic, of somebody being a leader? Is it Sid welcoming guys to the team? Is it the way he works himself? You know, you just sort of, you observe and you say, if that guy can do it, I better do it. What is it, do you think, that makes a great leader?
I think it's overall what he does. When I got traded here, he texted me and gives me a nice welcome, and also, like you said, how he comes every day to a rink and just gives his best and works always so hard and just shows every day how good he is. So I think that makes a good leader.
New Penguin Dominic Cahoon on the line. Dominic, we talked to Jim Rutherford yesterday.
Yeah.
He said he's very happy, obviously, to have you. He also said that he thought training camp was a challenge for you because you were moving around so much to different positions. What was it like for you? Was it hard?
Yeah. I mean, when I came to Chicago last year, I also got moved around a little bit, so I was a little used to it, but yeah, it's obviously not that easy when one game you play here and then another game you play there. You play the right wing first and the next game you play left, so it's for sure not that easy, but I think it's positive for me, you know, that I can play whatever the coach needs, so I just try to work on it, and yeah, it was a challenge for sure, but I think I was pretty good.
What do you think your best position is? I know you grew up as a center, right?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I always prefer center, but obviously playing the whole year on the wing last year, I got a little used to it, so it doesn't really matter.
And for you, and I know people probably always ask you this, and they ask defensemen the same thing when you're playing on your off wing, not your natural shot from right to left. What is the challenge there going on your off wing, which would be what for you?
I always say, like, there's negatives and positives playing those things, you know. But when I play right wing of my offense, the challenge is, I think, in the D zone when you get the breakout passes. You know, you have to catch them all the time on your backhand and turn around to your forehand to make plays or just make the plays with the backhand. So it's for sure not easy, but it's I think, easier when you come into the offensive zone. You can cut in the middle and make those plays. So, yeah, it's both.
I read, in fact, a story, I think, from today or yesterday, Dominic. You were part of Germany's silver medal team at the 2018 Olympics, and you guys almost won. You lost in overtime of the championship 4-3 to Russia, and you say you carry that silver medal around with you as kind of a good luck charm. What did that mean to you?
Obviously, it was the biggest thing in German hockey ever. So, and I always dreamed about being a part of the Olympic Games, and when we start winning those games there, and at the end we won a medal, it was just, I still can't put it in words. So, yeah, I have it all the time with me. I got it here in Pittsburgh also. It's hanging next to my bed, so I always carry it around.
Yeah, so you actually carry it with you to the rink, or you just have it at home?
No. I don't have it 24 hours with me, but I got it all the time where I live, yeah. So
yeah.
I got it at home.
Mike Sullivan, your coach. We also asked Jim Rutherford yesterday about how the Penguins love to play offense, and sometimes giving up goals becomes a problem. And Jim Rutherford was saying that the very first thing that Mike Sullivan talked about with the whole team this year was about being more responsible defensively. Is that true? And what does that mean for you guys? How do you translate that message?
Yeah, it's obviously funny because I had some interviews after practice today, and I said exactly the same thing. I think when you look at our team, like, everybody wants or loves to play offense. We have a pretty fast and skilled team in the offensive zone. But what they make sure here is we play D zone first, make sure nothing happens there, and then we got our freedom to play in the offensive zone. So how you say, first thing is not to give up those goals and play solid in the D zone, and then I think we are good enough to score goals.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that's it's almost every year that's sort of the challenge for the Penguins, is with so many stars on the team, to be responsible defensively. And you have that reputation as a pretty responsible defender. Do you feel like you've been that through your career?
I think I learned it a little bit more like last year in Chicago. Before that years, I always just focused to play offense, you know, because I always thought it's my strength, and I didn't really have to focus on my D zone stuff. So, but last year they teach me a lot about like playing D zone. So I think I got really better at it, and I tried to work on it. So I would say I got for sure better.
Well, Dominic, I appreciate you taking the time today, man, and good luck in your first season with the Penguins. We'll be watching tomorrow
thank
night.
You. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Absolutely. You too. Dominic Cahoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.